I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Taliban has ordered judges in Afghanistan to institute Sharia law across the country. Their strict interpretation will allow public executions, amputations, and flogging for some crimes. The Taliban imposed these same punishments when they ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001. Nehemiah is with FMI.
I have personally seen the video where Taliban are flogging women coming out with our male companion, where they have shut down schools. Women are not allowed to leave the house without male companion, where they are executing people in the public. So it's already happened.
The Taliban sees Sharia law as a recruiting tool for its local war against the Islamic State. Small pockets of Christians live secretly in Afghanistan. Please ask God to strengthen them. And most people in the U.S. support Ukraine as the Russian invasion drags on, but polls also show Americans are more concerned with domestic affairs like inflation. Tabitha Price is with Wycliffe Associates.
As Westerners, it's easy to forget how it's affecting lives, and it's easy to like just kind of get tired of hearing about it. I've seen that happening. I don't want to be judgmental because I can understand how it happens. I would probably be more like that if I didn't know people personally, if I didn't have partners, a Christian friend who is striving and struggling to serve God in that broken place.
One Wycliffe Associates partner established a shelter for those displaced by the fighting. Meanwhile, she continues translating the Bible into four languages spoken by the Roma peoples in Ukraine. Please pray she'll have the necessary resources to continue the work. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Stat 7 offers a free prayer guide. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.